Ahmad Jamal with Ahmad's Blues, and before that, Ahmad playing Will You Still Be Mine, guitarist Ray Crawford, bassist Eddie Calhoun. Recordings made in 1951 and 1952, part of a collection, the legendary OK and Epic recording of Ahmad Jamal. And Miles Davis would have that piece, Ahmad Jamal's Ahmad's Blues, on one of his albums, but not with Miles or Coltrane, but with pianist Red Garland leading a trio as part of a Miles recording. And Miles also recorded Will You Still Be Mine, which we started that set off with. And in fact, Miles said he hired Red Garland for his great mid-50s group because of how much he reminded Miles of none other than Ahmad Jamal. I'm Bob McWilliams. In about 10 minutes, we'll have some work from Dina DeRose, vocals and piano. We'll have some more Ahmad Jamal next hour. Right now, at saxophonist Nick Green, a new album called Green on the Scene here on Kansas Public Radio. A Charles McPherson tune called Horizons.
Mm-hmm.
have an update on severe weather information here in northeast Kansas. The National Weather Service continues to note that a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10 p.m. for southeastern Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee, northern Douglas, and western Osage counties. Severe thunderstorm minutes ago, about 4 miles southwest of Barrington. Another severe storm about 2 miles southwest of Lecompton, with the hazard of 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Wind damage expected to roof, siding, and trees. Locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm warning include southeastern Topeka, Lawrence, Carbondale, Richland, Auburn, Burlington, Perry, Scranton, Lecompton, Clinton, Pauline, Williamstown, Clinton Lake, and Barrington, as well as the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 163 and 176. And for I-70 between, oh, we don't have an I-70 mile marker. Sorry about that. Anyway, we want to let you know again, this severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10 p.m. for southeastern Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee, northern Douglas, and northern Osage counties. That's even another update on this situation. So a line of storms moving through the area. A tornado warning remains in effect until 9:45 for northwestern Lyon County. And this looks to be in a rural area, but if you're in that area, especially towards Americus, you should be taking shelter. In addition, much of the KPR listening area is in a tornado watch. It does not include Lawrence. It does not include the KC metro area. It does include Topeka, Emporia, and Manhattan, pretty much north and west of Lawrence. They have a tornado watch until 10. We'll keep an eye on the weather for you, and we'll get back to Jazz in the Night on KPR. I'm Bob McWilliams. You're tuned to Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams, and because you're listening to Jazz in the Night, which I suspect many of you do quite often, I hope if you're not already a member that you take the opportunity to become one. Your finances are, your funding, I should say, are crucial to the finances of Kansas Public Radio. Some 84% of our funding comes from private sources, not government, private sources. And some of that is business underwriters, but the vast majority is from listeners just like you. So I hope you'll consider becoming a member of Kansas Public Radio. And as an extra incentive, there's some folks that are supporters of KPR that want you to join with them. It's Ken and Sally Gertz, willing to pledge, match your pledge dollar for dollar during Jazz in the Night. Dollar for dollar. So if you pledge $10 a month, that becomes $20 a month and so forth. It's easy to go online and make a pledge. Do that at kansaspublicradio.org. KansasPublicRadio.org, or you can call in a pledge at 1-888-577-5268. We know that fewer people listen to jazz at night than we have during our programming during the day. But we also know that for you, jazz is important. You want it to be here. Well, we think we know that. The best way to find out is whether you, the nighttime jazz listeners, support Kansas Public Radio financially. If you're already a sustainer, great. If you've already pledged this drive, great. If you haven't, please take the opportunity to go online and support us, whether it's at $120 a year, that's $10 a month, $60, or maybe $240 or more. You decide what it's worth and make that call at 1-888-577-5268 or pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's singer and pianist Dina DeRose on KPR. We have yet more severe weather information to pass along to you on this stormy night. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado and northern Lyon County, and that is a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado near Admire, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. This could well or could be producing a tornado-sized hail. Radar indicated rotation consistent with a tornado. Flying debris will be dangerous for those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, vehicles will occur. And tree damage is likely. This storm affects Osage a warning for those areas, as well as between on Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 139 and 152. If you're in that region, you should take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter. Protect yourself from flying debris and tornadoes, especially dangerous at night because you really cannot see them until they are right on top of you. So if you're in the Osage City, Allen, and Admire area, you should be taking cover now. And that goes for all of West Central Osage and Northeastern Lyon counties. Tornado warning for that area is in effect until 10 o'clock. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect in Lyon County, and that is until 9:45. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10 o'clock for southeastern Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee, northern Douglas, and northern Osage counties, including southeastern Topeka, Lawrence, Carbondale, Richland, Auburn, Burlingame, Perry, Scranton, Lecompton, Clinton, Pauline, Williamson, Clinton Lake, and Berryton. There you should be taking cover inside a building. Move at best to an interior room and best on the lowest floor of a building. And that is in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. This particular set of storms producing 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. And again, reiterating that a tornado warning remains in effect. A tornado warning remains in effect for West Central Osage and Northeastern Lyon counties, and that includes Osage City, Allen, and Admire. We'll return to Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. I'll keep you posted on severe weather information as it becomes available. This is Kansas Public Radio.
you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The applause for Dina DeRose at the Jazz Standard in New York City, here on Kansas Public Radio. The album from 2007 called Live at Jazz Standard Volume 1. Dina singing it at the piano with Martin Wind bass and Matt Wilson as the drummer. Here for you on KPR's Jazz in the Night. In about 15 minutes, we're going to debut a brand new and really tasty solo piano album by Benny Green. Saturday on the Moth Radio Hour, stories, mistakes, perseverance, and lessons learned often the hard way. Alice Schaefer, a preacher's daughter, grows up in fear of the lessons learned in Sunday school. Don Ross tries to adjust to life in rural Arkansas. Hear those stories and more on the Moth Radio Hour, Saturday, 5 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. The wonderful saxophonist Tia Fuller bringing her band to the Folly Theater Saturday night, part of the Folly Jazz Series in downtown KC. And there's more info on that and ticket links and all of that at follytheater.org. Let's hear a really nice tune by Tia from her 2010 album Decisive Steps. This one's called Shades of McBride. It's Tia Fuller on Kansas Public Radio.
We'll be right back.
Is alto saxophonist Tia Fuller here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. The piece Shades of McBride with special guest on bass Christian McBride on this album from 2010 called Decisive Steps. Shami Royston, the pianist, Kim Thompson, the drummer, Tia Fuller, and she comes to the Folly Theater. The jazz series there Saturday night this weekend, 8 p.m. show. There's tickets and info online at FollyTheater.org. FollyTheater.org. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here's drummer Sanaa Kadura, Lebanese-Canadian drummer with a new album out called Duality. She calls this piece When It's Time.
Thank you.
and I have more severe weather information for you, an update on our situation. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10 for southeastern Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee, northern Douglas, and northeastern Osage County. A severe thunderstorm 4 miles north of Richland. Damage to vehicles is expected. Quarter-sized hail, 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts with this storm. And locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm warning are southeastern Topeka, Lawrence, Carbondale, Richland, Perry, Lecompton, Clinton, Clinton Lake, Pauline, Barrington, and Williamstown. In addition, expect until 10:15, western Osage and northeast, and this includes Burlingame, Scranton, and Harveyville. The tornado warning for portions of Osage County has been canceled. There is still a tornado watch for much of the KPR listing area north of Lawrence. It does not include Lawrence. It does not include Kansas City metro area, Topeka, and Manhattan. And that is in effect until 11 o'clock. We'll return to Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams, and I'll be here keeping you up to date on the severe weather situation tonight in northeast Kansas. The music of drummer Sanaa Kodura, When It's Time, here on KPR. Her new album, Duality, with a lot of other great Canadian musicians, for the most part, Rachel Thierin on flugelhorn, and the vocals of Joanna Majoko, the bass playing of Jonathan Michael, and the drumming, of course, of the leader Sanaa Kodura, and the soprano saxophone there by Mr. Stacy Dillard. Sanaa Kodura on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. Where in a little more than 10 minutes, we'll hear from the gorgeous new ballad album by trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark to the region's World War I veterans, providing informative and interactive exhibits on the causes, impacts, and effects of the war. Information at theworldwar.org. The wonderful pianist Benny Green with the new album. It's simply called Benny Green Solo. And one of the great things about it is he has a lot of tunes, not all that often played by many of his jazz pianists that have influenced Benny greatly. But he has two originals, and this is one he dedicates to pianist Kenny Drew, called Blue Drew, pianist Benny Green on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. pianist Benny Green here on KPR, his new album simply called Solo, and his piece Blue Drew dedicated to pianist Kenny Drew. Benny Green on KPR's Jazz in the Night. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at KansasPublicRadio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. In about 15 minutes, we'll hear Ahmad Jamal, the late pianist who died Sunday, and one of his really wonderful pieces called Manhattan Reflections. That and more Jazz in the Night is on the way on Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Bill Schaefer with, I used to be with KTWU Channel 11 in Topeka, Kansas. I'm delighted to be retired at this point, and I want to say I'm still working on the Kansas Silent Film Festival every year, but I want to say that KPR is really the station I go to every time I want to listen to just about anything. Great classical music, great jazz, great news. They basically have everything I need, and I hope you will be active about supporting it. Take care.
Thank you so much, Bill. Always good to hear your voice. I hope you'll take the advice of Bill Schaefer. You know, you listen to Kansas Public Radio. You're listening to Jazz in the Night, so you get some value from it, some pleasure from it. And perhaps it's a regular part of your evening routine. Perhaps you just drop in now and again. But you're listening. I hope you'll put a monetary value on that and donate that amount of money to Kansas Public Radio. It's our spring membership drive. We're looking for your support right now. And in fact, Ken and Sally Gertz are looking for your support as well, because they're willing to match your pledge dollar for dollar right now. And that's just for the next few minutes. So get your pledges in. Maybe $10 or $15 a month as a sustaining member. That is so easy to do. It'll come right out of your bank account or your credit card. You set it up, you forget it, it goes as long as you want until you want to change it or stop doing it or increase the amount of money. In any event, it's easy to do, and it's a great way to show that you want Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. You know, we offer a lot of jazz at KPR all night long, every night with David Bassey. I'm here on Jazz in the Night four nights a week, and then David has the jazz scene on Monday night. We're providing this level of jazz. It's part of the historical nature of Kansas Public Radio because of great support over the years, going back to the years of Dick Wright and Bob Hammond, Michael Marr, and others. We're able to keep that going for the future when we know listeners demand it. So if you have not yet made a pledge, I hope you'll do that, have it matched by Kenneth and Sally Gertz, and pick the amount, maybe $10 or $15 a month. You can pledge online at KansasPublicRadio.org. That's KansasPublicRadio.org. You can also call 1-888-577-5268. We thank you for your support. We've got NPR News next, followed by more Jazz in the Night, with one from the terrific new album of ballads from trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. And then, as I mentioned, we'll have some more Ahmad Jamal. But there's time for you. There's plenty of time to get online and go to KansasPublicRadio.org before you tune in for the night. Get that pledge out of the way, and you'll feel good that you did. KansasPublicRadio.org. Or again, if you'd like to call, you can do that. 1-888-577-5268.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court is extending access to the abortion pill at least until Friday. The extension gives the justices more time to consider whether to allow restrictions on the drug to take effect. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the delay suggests that there is no clear consensus among the justices.
Last Friday, Justice Alito, who's the justice in charge of emergency appeals from the Fifth Circuit, ordered both sides to submit briefs as to whether to grant an emergency stay, and he ordered what's called an administrative stay, a temporary pause, until midnight tonight, which the court has now extended to Friday midnight.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting. President Biden is rejecting U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's demands for spending cuts in exchange for raising the nation's borrowing limit. That story from NPR's Asma Khalid.
The GOP leader in the House has released a debt ceiling proposal that is more than 300 pages long. And among the things it would do is repeal Biden's signature climate and health care law. McCarthy is proposing significant spending cuts, and Biden delivered a sharp rebuke of the speaker's plan.
He proposed a huge cuts in imports, and very important programs that millions of hard-working and middle-class Americans count on.
Speaking at a union hall in Maryland, Biden described McCarthy's economic agenda as benefiting the wealthy. He portrayed it as an extreme vision with massive cuts to programs people count on. Asma Khalid, NPR News, The White House.
Three suspects are now charged in Saturday's mass shooting in Dadeville, Alabama. From member station WBHM, Richard Banks has more.
A spokesperson for the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says 17-year-old Tyreek McCullough and his brother 16-year-old Travis McCullough were arrested Tuesday night. Also, 20-year-old Wilson Lamar Hill Jr. was arrested Wednesday afternoon. All three have been charged with reckless murder and the shooting deaths of four people at a birthday party Saturday night. At least 32 other people were injured. However, District Attorney Mike Segrist says it's not just those with physical injuries he's concerned about.
There were so many kids in this venue, and what they saw, it's their victims in this. Their families are victims of this.
Authorities are saying they expect more arrests to come soon. For NPR News, I'm Richard Banks in Birmingham.
The white Missouri man who shot 16-year-old Ralph Yarl is free on bail after pleading not guilty to first-degree assault charges. 84-year-old Andrew Lester says he shot Yarl because he was afraid he was an intruder. Yarl mistakenly went to Lester's front door because he thought his younger siblings were there. He's recovering from gunshot wounds to the head and arm. This is NPR News. A state board has approved the expansion of a Florida ban on classroom discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity to include all grades. The old ban, which critics called the Don't Say Gay Law, was restricted to grades K through 3. Earlier today, the Florida House passed more bills regarding gender-affirming treatments, bathroom assignments, and keeping kids away from drag shows. Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is demanding that political leaders in Northern Ireland revive that country's power-sharing agreement. As Villa Marx reports, Sunak is insisting that local officials take action to a government, quote, to get a government up and running.
At a three-day event in Belfast marking the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement that ended decades of violent political conflict, Sunak hailed that deal as the, quote, extraordinary political achievement of our lifetimes. At an event attended by Bill Clinton and Tony Blair, among others, Sunak also said it was a, quote, profound concern that Northern Ireland's major parties had been unable to collaborate for so many of the years since the deal was signed. The leader of the Democratic Unionists, the party in Northern Ireland, has now boycotted a power-sharing government for more than a year thanks to concerns about post-Brexit trading arrangements, said the event at which Sunak spoke had a lack of realism. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks in London.
And Wall Street stocks closed mixed today as investors digest corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 79 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 3 points. And the S&P 500 lost a fraction of a point. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and Jarl and Pamela Moan, thanking the people who make public radio great every day, and also those who listen.
Thank you. And hello again. We have a severe storm update for you to pass along. The National Weather Service says that a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee, and central Douglas County. As of about 3 minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm 4 miles west of Clinton Lake, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. The hazard with this storm, ping pong, ball-sized hail and 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. People and animals outdoor will be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. Expect wind. This storm warning includes Lawrence. Note it includes Lawrence, includes Eudora, Richland, Perry, Lecompton, Clinton, Lone Star, Clinton Lake, and Williamstown, as well as the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 186 and 205. A tornado watch remains in effect for northwest and east central Kansas. That tornado watch does not include Lawrence. However, it does include pretty much everywhere in Kansas to the north and to the west of Douglas County under that tornado watch until 11. Warning in effect for central Douglas as well as southeastern Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee County with Lawrence, Eudora, Richland, Perry, Lake in Williamstown, large hail, damaging winds possible, or in fact even likely with this particular storm, and you should move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. That is the latest in for you on Kansas Public Radio.
Hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night with a gorgeous ballad written by Mary McPartland called There'll Be Other Times from the new album The Art of Intimacy Volume 2. His
And Bob McWilliams here with Severe Weather. I think I may have been having some technical problems with that last severe storm update, so I'm going to run through that material one more time. Severe thunderstorm warning, new one for southeastern Raleigh and central Pottawatomie County until 10:30. This does include Manhattan, as well as Waumico, Westmoreland, St. George, Louisville, and Keats. The public has reported a quarter-sized hail with this storm in Manhattan, and a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southeastern Jefferson and northern Douglas counties until 10:45. A severe thunderstorm now over Clinton Lake, producing 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail. Lawrence, Eudora, Perry, Lecompton, Clinton, Clinton Lake, and Williamstown in the path of this particular severe storm. If you're in these areas, you should stay inside and stay away from windows or return to Jazz in the Night and keep an eye on the severe weather tonight here in Northeast Kansas. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Oh,
And yet more severe storm information on this stormy night in northeast Kansas. In effect until 10:45 for southeastern Jefferson and northern Douglas County. A severe storm minutes ago, about 4 miles south of Lecompton, producing 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. Locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm: Lawrence, Eudora, Perry, Lecompton, Clinton, Clinton Lake, and Williamstown. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10:45 for southeastern Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee, and central Douglas County, with a storm just around Clinton Lake right now, and Lawrence, Eudora, Richland, Perry, Lecompton, Clinton, Lone Star, Clinton Lake, and Williamstown under this severe thunderstorm warning. We'll get back to jazz in the night and cross our fingers there's not too much more severe weather information to bring you, but there may well be. So I'll be on top of it. I'm Bob McWilliams. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Ahmad Jamal, his piece Manhattan Reflections here on KPR, special guest on violin Joe Kennedy Jr. from the 1995 album Big Bird, Ahmad Jamal. We're going to hear the terrific young pianist Isaiah J. Thompson and his quartet recorded live. That'll be in about 10 minutes on a new album from Isaiah J. Thompson. And up next, a new album of songs of Joni Mitchell comes from singer Janis Jaffe and pianist Monica Herzig. It's called Both Sides of Joni, and a great tragedy. After this album was completed, before it was released this spring, the day after Thanksgiving last year, Janis Jaffe passed away very unexpectedly during surgery. So this is a posthumously released album. Janis Jaffe, Monica Herzig on bass and vocals and piano, and some fine musicians with them as well. Let's hear Joni Mitchell's Help Me, the saxophone here, by the way, by Greg Ward on KPR. Mm-hmm.
me. I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, 'cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies' man.
Thank you.
the album from singer Janis Jaffe and pianist Monica Herzig just released called Both Sides of Joni, Joni Mitchell's Help Me. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Momentarily, we'll hear from pianist Isaiah J. Thompson and his terrific new album. Right now, I want to remind you that this is a week that we are looking for your financial support for Kansas Public Radio. You've probably figured that out by now. And if you've already made a pledge this week or you're already a sustaining member, thank you so very much. But if not, just realize two basic things. Number one is the vast majority of our financing comes from individual listeners like you doing what they can, be it $10 or $15 or $20 a month, be it $60 or $500. And number two, this is a way, but a very important way we find out that there's enough interest in jazz to keep having it, Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. We've had it a long time. That's because listeners in the past have supported it. We're looking for your support right now to ensure the future of jazz on KPR. So I hope you'll take the time to go online and make a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. You could become a sustaining member or make a one-time gift. You can split that sustaining membership up at the level you want, $10, $15, $20 a month. It's easy to do. The form can be filled out in a couple of minutes, and then you'll know you've done your part to support KPR and to ensure the future of jazz on Kansas Public Radio. And the other way, of course, you can do is call. We can take phone calls, 1-888-577-5268, 1-888-KPR-KANU. Thank you for your support. Let's hear Isaiah J. Thompson, a newly issued live recording called The Power of the Spirit on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Once again, we have updated severe weather information for you. The National Weather Service has now issued a new severe thunderstorm warning, and this severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for northwestern Wyandotte and southwestern Leavenworth County until 11 p.m., a severe thunderstorm near Lawrence, near Williamstown. And that particular storm, producing 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail, Leavenworth, Lansing, Bonner Springs, Tonganoxie, Base, Redwoodsville, Kansas City, Kansas, Linwood, Reno, Fairmount, Jarbolo, and Piper included in this new severe thunderstorm warning. You should stay indoors, stay away. Updates on some of the other severe thunderstorm warnings. A severe thunderstorm warning. Southeastern Jefferson and North Central. The next 12 minutes. And this Wyandotte County. Now Lawrence and Williamstown effect is what we've got on severe thunderstorms. A tornado watch remains in effect for a large part of the KPR listening area to the north and west of Lawrence. The tornado watch does not include Lawrence, does not include Kansas City. It does include Topeka, Manhattan, Emporia, and points north and west of Lawrence. We'll return to Jazz in the Night now on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. I will keep you abreast of it's
Julian Lee at the saxophone. Philip Norris at the bass. TJ Reddick at the drums. My name's Isaiah, thank you very much.
And that was the voice and the piano of Isaiah J. Thompson on KPR, the IT department, the tune. The new album, recorded live at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in Jazz at Lincoln Center. The new album called The Power of the Spirit, with a new one from tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffery in just about 7 minutes here on Jazz in the Night. Saturday on the Moth Radio Hour, stories of mistakes, perseverance, and lessons learned, often the hard way. Alice Schaefer, a preacher's daughter, grows up in fear of the lessons learned in Sunday school. Don Ross tries to adjust to life in rural Arkansas. Hear those stories and more on the Moth Radio Hour, Saturday at 5 p.m. on KPR. Another new one, in fact, just out this week, tenor saxophonist Ken Fowser's new album is called Resolution, a very fine sextet with Ken Fowser. And the piece we're going to hear from Ken is a very lovely one called When It's All Over. Ken Fowser on KPR.
Thank you.
saxophonist Kent Bowser's new album Resolution on KPR, the tune When It's All Over, with trumpeter Jeremy Pelton, guitarist Peter Bernstein, Rick Germanson, Gerald Cannon, Willie Jones III, piano, bass, and drums with Kent Bowser. And we'll have another new one from tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffery, with a very special guest, the great singer Gregory Porter. That is next. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education online at ku.edu. Saxophonist Wayne Escoffery's new album called Like Minds. Special guest, as I mentioned, Gregory Porter, to sing one that Wayne wrote entitled My Truth. Wayne Escoffery on KPR.
truth is love. My truth is my truth is freedom. My truth is everything.
That's the music of Wayne Escoffery on KPR. The tenor saxophonist calls that My Truth. His special guest there, the great singer Gregory Porter, with Dave Kukoski at the piano, Ugana Akigwo bass, Mark Whitfield Jr. drums. Wayne Escoffery's very fine new album is called Like Minds, and you heard it right here on Kansas Public Radio. In a little under 10 minutes, we'll have the great Ella Fitzgerald on KPR.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear some unusual instruments make some unexpected music. There's jazz on the ukulele, exotica on a harmonica, and we'll mambo with a pipe organ. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me at the Underground Martini Bunker for the Retro Cocktail Hour.
To join Daryl Brogdon for the Retro Cocktail Hour Saturday at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. More Jazz in the Night after a news update from National Public Radio next. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering family fun and learning resources with the 24/7 Kids Channel and activities, games, and more at kansascitypbs.org/kids. We've got Ella Fitzgerald to kick off the proceedings in this next hour of Jazz in the Night. I want to take just a bit of time to remind you, it's your financial support that makes Jazz in the Night and everything on Kansas Public Radio possible. I've been so fortunate to do jazz programs here at KANU many, many, many years, and that's because in the past we've always had significant listener support to have jazz on KPR. It's an important part of our history and our legacy. But to ensure the future of jazz on KPR, we need to know that people at night like you that are listening are also willing to support us financially. Now, if you've already become a member, thank you. If you're already a sustaining member, thank you. But if you're not yet, I hope you'll take the time and do that right now. How much you pledge, that's up to you. How much you listen and whether you, how much you can afford. For a lot of people, $10 a month or $15 a month works when they become members at the $120 or $180 level. You can give a one-time payment, you can split it into monthly installments, or even better yet, become a sustaining member. And that just goes on until you don't want to do it anymore, you want to change the amount, so you don't have to worry about, is it time for me to renew? Whichever way you choose, I hope you make that choice. You can do that online, easy, just takes a handful of minutes at kansaspublicradio.org, kansaspublicradio.org. Also, you can still call us online. That works too. 1-888-577-5268. 1-888-KPR-KANU. Great music on the way. Ella Fitzgerald, pianist Whitten Kelly. And we've also got some new music from pianist Clifford Lamb headed your way. I hope that you will take the chance, the opportunity to show us your financial support for KPR. Do that right now, again, at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling 1-888-577-5268.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court has extended until midnight Friday an administrative stay in an ongoing lower court battle over FDA approval of the abortion pill mifepristone. The announcement is essentially kicking the can down the road on what the High Court will do in another few days. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more on the order from Justice Samuel Alito.
What this latest action from Justice Alito means is simply that things once again will stay as they are. The status quo stays in place at least for a couple more days. Had the court taken no action at all, a lower court ruling from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals would have taken effect that would have imposed some restrictions on abortion pills. But for the moment, for a couple more days, things will stay as they are while the court apparently considers what it wants to do next.
NPR Sarah McCammon reporting. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking national defense secrets online made a brief appearance in court in Boston Wednesday. Philip Martin from member station GBH was there.
At a preliminary hearing, Jack Teixeira went before the judge in an orange jumpsuit, drastically different from widely distributed photos of him in his neat guardsman uniform. The 21-year-old has been in custody since his arrest by the FBI last week. At his court appearance, Teixeira confirmed that he was waiving his right to an immediate detention hearing, as requested by his lawyers, who say they need more time to address prosecutors' arguments for keeping him in federal custody. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin in Boston.
Thousands of Facebook employees are scheduled to say goodbye to the social media company. The major layoffs that the company announced last month are now taking effect. NPR's Dara Kerr has more.
Facebook parent Meta has been making some of the biggest layoffs in the tech sector. It has shed nearly a quarter of its employees over the last 6 months. That's more than 20,000 people. CEO Mark Zuckerberg has deemed 2023 the, quote, year of efficiency, and says these cuts are necessary for the company to, quote, optimize and increase productivity. He also says these layoffs are part of a new economic reality and that he thinks we're going to be in this reality for the time being. Meanwhile, departing workers are saying their goodbyes and posting their updated status. On LinkedIn, hundreds of workers said they were hit by the layoffs and are hashtag open to work. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
A ban on dozens of semi-automatic rifles has cleared the Democratic-controlled state legislature in Washington state. Governor Jay Inslee has pushed for the ban and is expected to sign it into law. It'll almost certainly be challenged in court. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 79 points. The Nasdaq gained 3. The S&P lost a fraction. This is NPR News. Areas from Iowa to Kansas are assessing damage from severe thunderstorms. A tornado warning remains in effect for several counties in Oklahoma. The National Weather Service says one twister was spotted moving toward the city of Shawnee. Nearly 80 people have reportedly been killed, and over 100 others are injured following a stampede in Yemen's capital city, Sana'a. Extreme poverty is widespread in Yemen after years of warfare between the Houthis and the recognized Yemeni government. As the BBC's Mike Williams reports, the tragedy occurred as local merchants distributed aid amid widespread poverty following years of war.
Health officials of the Houthi rebels who control the Yemeni capital say the dead and injured have been taken to hospital following the incident in the Bab al-Yemen area of the city center. Video footage posted on social media, which appears to show the event, has chaotic scenes with ambulances arriving and the bodies of young children laid out on the ground. The Houthi Interior Ministry says those responsible for the distribution have been taken into custody. This comes days ahead of the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr.
The BBC's Mike Williams reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has met with Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega to discuss U.S. sanctions. The Biden administration slapped penalties on three Nicaraguan judges who stripped 222 exiled opponents of their nationality. Ortega told Lavrov that the government is not concerned because hundreds of officials in his country are already under sanctions. Russian officials and oligarchs were slapped with U.S. sanctions in response to the war in Ukraine. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security. More information is available online at carnegie.org.
da 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 da. Baba no one did it, ya fella no one did it, ya. Tell a little bit, la 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 la. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Ella Fitzgerald's version of Blue Skies, the 1959 album for Verve Records, Get Happy, opening this hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night. I'm Bob McWilliams here. The rest of this hour until midnight, then all night jazz with David Bassey. New one from pianist Clifford Lamb. We'll get to that in a little under 10 minutes. And right now, the great pianist Wynton Kelly leading a quintet for VJ Records in 1960. The album Kelly Great with Lee Morgan and Wayne Shorter, trumpet and tenor sax, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums, doing the standard June Night. Wynton Kelly on KPR. Thank you. from the album Kelly Great in 1960 here on KPR. That's Jude Nyquist, Whitten Kelly with Lee Morgan and Wayne Shorter, trumpet and tenor sax, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Quite a quintet indeed. In about 8 minutes, we'll hear from organist Melvin Ryan here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. And we've got up next a new one from pianist Clifford Lamb. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. The new album from pianist Clifford Lamb called Lamb Chops. And there's a couple of different trios on this one. The trio we're going to hear has bass from Edward Livingston and drums from Carl Allen. And the tune called Daddy Mac, pianist Clifford Lamb on KPR. pianist Clifford Lamb and the piece Daddy Mac on his new album Lamb Chops with drummer Carl Allen, bassist Edward Livingston here on KPR, with another new piano album from Lafayette Harris Jr. coming your way in just about 10 minutes here on KPR. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's our spring membership drive week, and if you've already become a member by supporting us, donating this week, or were already a sustaining member coming into this spring drive, thank you so much. For those of you who are listening who are not yet listener supporters of KPR, I hope I can convince you to throw some money into the hat. That's what we rely on to keep this jazz club going. Your financial donations, by far the most important source of the funding to keep KPR on the air and to keep Jazz in the Night here for you. We've got Jazz Till Midnight with me, Bob McWilliams, and All Night with David Bassey, seven nights a week. All of that costs money. And we're not asking you to pay for the entire cost of the service, or not even very much of it, just your part. Maybe $10 a month, maybe $15 a month, maybe $60 or $100, or maybe $365. Whatever you pledge, it all adds up to the great music and news you hear on KPR. So, take a little bit of time, go to kansaspublicradio.org and make your pledge there, kansaspublicradio.org, or you can call 1-888-577-5268. Thank you for supporting KPR and helping ensure the future of Jazz in the Night and Jazz Overnight with David Bassey on KPR. Here's organist Melvin Ryan back in 1997 for a tune called Dorothy. Thank you. Organist Melvin Ryan, his piece Dorothy the Guitar there from Peter Bernstein with Kenny Washington playing drums and Daniel Sedonik percussion. Melvin Ryan, born and raised in Indianapolis, Indiana, part of the fertile jazz scene there, and played a lot with Wes Montgomery and the Montgomery Brothers. In fact, was on four of Wes Montgomery's early recordings. In the late 60s, he moved first to Madison, Wisconsin, then to Milwaukee, where he spent the rest of his life and became really a legend in the Midwest jazz scene. The album, 1997 album, Kojo, from Melvin Ryan. In about 10 minutes, a new one from Angie Wells. We'll hear her singing Where the Livin' Is Good. And up next, pianist Lafayette Harris Jr. His new album called Swingin' Up in Harlem has Peter Washington and Louis Nash bass and drums. And this is their version, Lafayette Harris Jr. at the piano, of the Sonny Rollins tune, St. Thomas, here on KPR. Thank you. tenor saxophonist Grant Stewart on KPR, sounding very much like Sonny Rollins on that tune, Thinking of You, from an album called Roll It On, Grant Stewart from 2017. And it's very definitely influenced by Sonny Rollins, along with the sound of Grant Stewart, but the format, the saxophone trio format, which is really pioneered, if not pioneered, was popularized by Sonny Rollins in the late 50s with his recordings Way Out West and A Night at the Village Vanguard and Freedom Suite. Grant Stewart there with Paul Sickaby on bass and Phil Stewart drums. And before Grant Stewart, we heard pianist Lafayette Harris Jr., his new album, Swingin' Up in Harlem, and speaking of Sonny Rollins, a Sonny Rollins tune, St. Thomas with Peter Washington bass and Louis Nash on drums. We've got singer Angie Wells up next, a new one from trombonist Nick Finzer in a bit here on Jazz in the Night. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at KU.edu. New album from Angie Wells called Truth Be Told, and we're going to hear a song that she wrote together with pianist Josh Nelson. Josh the music, Angie the lyrics. It's called Where the Living Is Good. Angie Wells on KPR.
Say you're living good. Pretty lawns with fancy landscapes. She stares ahead with a blank gaze in her lovely neighborhood, where the living is good. Each morning as her neighbors drive by, they look away as she waves and smiles. Never seems to catch one eye. They don't even care to try. In her lovely neighborhood, where the living is good. She tries her best to keep her tent clean, sweeping and stacking's her daily routine. She's got a good spot on the corner, you see. No budget for pro gardening. In her blue fabric home in the shape of a mound, don't keep out the heat, rain, cold or the sound. Her front door's a zipper from the top to the ground. In her lovely neighborhood, where the living is good. She lives in a If you live there, they say you're living good. Grateful for the shade under the trees. She talks with friends no one else sees in her lovely neighborhood where the living is good.
Singer Angie Wells, Where the Living is Good, the song from Angie on her new album, Truth Be Told, here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, the album produced by John Clayton. That song written by Angie and the pianist there, Josh Nelson. Trevor Ware playing the bass. The drummer, Clayton Cameron, that flugelhorn playing was by Mr. Kai Palmer. And really fine group all the way around, joining Angie Wells, the album Truth Be Told. Got time for one more this evening during Jazz in the Night. Of course, All Night Jazz with David Bassey coming your way right after the news. Trombonist Nick Finzer has a new album out. It is called Dreams, Visions, Illusions. And there's 3 seconds of the album, Dreams, Visions, Illusions. From the dream section is this tune, To Dream a Bigger Dream, the music of trombonist and composer Nick Finzer on KPR. We'll be right back. How about us Nick Vinzer's piece to dream a bigger dream here on KPR? The new album called Dreams, Visions, Illusions with Lucas Pino sax and Alex Wynn's guitar, Glenn Zaleski at the piano, Dave Barron and Jimmy McBride bass and drums with trombonist Nick Vinzer here on Kansas Public Radio.
Breakfast, they say, is the most important meal of the day. And Morning Edition brings you the most important news of the day.
Yo, Chris, what is a yo-yo car sale?
And also stories like that. We're asking the tough questions.
So if I'm a Beyoncé fan, what is the process of getting a ticket?
We take the world as it comes, and you can come along with us on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition here for you tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWeaves, your host for Jazz in the Night. After an NPR News update, it's All Night Jazz with David Bassey. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz with David Bassey on KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark with programs and exhibitions illustrating the enduring impact of the Great War on people across the globe. More at theworldwar.org and the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education online at ku.edu. Well, here you are listening to Kansas Public Radio at midnight. Been listening to me, perhaps, and now you're getting ready with David Bassey for a while. Well, guess what? That costs money to bring you this service. It's the spring membership drive. If you're already a member, whether a sustaining member or a member that made a donation during this fund drive, thank you so much. If not, this would be a great time to make your pledge. It will show that you're willing to support financially late night jazz on KPR with myself till midnight and David Bassey all night long. Whether it's $60 a year or $365 a year, whether it's $10 a month or $15 a month, every pledge matters, and you can make those pledges at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, kansaspublicradio.org, or by calling 1-888-577-5268 or 1-888-KPR-KANU. You know, we thank those underwriters to submit it go, and we appreciate the underwriters who do help support KPR financially. But by far the largest part of our budget comes from individual listeners, as they say, just like you. And they are just like you. They're ordinary people who love the music on KPR, love the news on KPR, and are willing to help pay for it by throwing some of their money, not a lot, not everything they have, some of their money into the pot. If you can't afford to pledge at all, I certainly understand. If you can't afford to pledge, we'll help provide this service to those who can't. Become a member now at kansaspublicradio.org, kansaspublicradio.org. More jazz on the way on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court has delayed its decision on whether to allow restrictions on use of the abortion pill while a court battle plays out. The issue arose after a judge in Texas decided that the Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone nearly 23 years ago was wrong. Former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the high court's involvement in the matter shocking.
What gives a Supreme Court justice or a member of Congress the right to say that something was not rightly approved? It would be ludicrous if it wasn't so serious.
Pelosi tells the Associated Press that the U.S. will have a real problem if the U.S. Supreme Court decides that its scientific knowledge supersedes that of scientists. The High Court has indicated that it'll make a decision by late Friday. Seasonal air quality across much of the western U.S. is degrading. That's according to a new report from the American Lung Association. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports that wildfires are to blame.
The American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report found that nearly all of the cities ranked for the worst short-term air pollution are in the West. Carrie Neeson with the Lung Association says that pollution is coming from wildfire smoke.
The one thing that we know about wildfire season is not only is it starting earlier and ending later, but it's more intense.
Many communities in the western U.S. also broke records for the number of days with poor air quality compared to last year's report. Neeson says that makes it all the more important for people to better equip their homes with air filters so they have access to clean air. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Columbia Falls, Montana.
An 84-year-old Kansas City man accused of shooting a black teenager who rang his doorbell has pleaded not guilty to first-degree assault and armed criminal action. As Savannah Holly Bates of member station KCUR reports, attorneys for the victim are seeking federal hate crimes charges.
Authorities say Andrew Lester shot 16-year-old Ralph Yarl twice in the head and arm. The local prosecutor says his office did not seek state hate crime charges because they carry a lower sentence than the current charges. But Lee Merritt, who represents Yarl, says they're pursuing federal hate crime charges.
The issue here was that he saw his blackness as a threat. And that mindset is dangerous, and that there should be statutes in Missouri built around that. We believe the federal statutes will allow us to prosecute Mr. Lester for a hate crime at the federal level.
Merritt says he and his co-counsel, Ben Crump, have asked the Department of Justice to investigate federal hate crime charges. For NPR News, I'm Savannah Holly Bates in Kansas City.
You're listening to NPR News. At least one death is being blamed on severe storms, including tornadoes and hail, late Wednesday in parts of the central U.S. Authorities in Oklahoma's McLean County are reporting one fatality and multiple injuries from a tornado. The extent of damage to homes and other buildings in the region is unclear. Officials in central Oklahoma are reporting downed trees and power outages from the multiple twisters, including one spotted near the city of Shawnee. A new study suggests that scientists have misunderstood the brain area that controls muscles. NPR's John Hamilton reports on research in the journal Nature.
A team from Washington University in St. Louis used MRI scans to create a detailed map of the primary motor cortex. And the scans revealed areas not found in medical textbooks. These areas didn't control muscles. Instead, they were connected to other brain regions, including those that monitor internal organs and make plans for the future. Evan Gordon says MRI scans have been showing this connection system for years.
But we had not perceived it, and it was because of the things we learned in the first neuroscience class that we ever took.
Things that now appear to be incorrect. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Nearly 80 people have been killed and at least 73 others are injured following a stampede in Yemen's capital city, Sana'a. According to Houthi rebels, the disaster occurred at an event to distribute financial aid to the poor during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Houthi rebels say the crowd was apparently startled by gunfire and an electrical explosion. The Interior Ministry says it's detained two organizers. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Keeper, a password manager designed to keep passwords secure and protect against cyber attacks. Websites and app logins are accessible across devices, and passwords are shareable. More at KeeperSecurity.com.
Pianist Tamir Heldman, he plays music. He plays in life. He loves working with young people. He loves having a good time. I'm David Bassey. Tamir Heldman and Jeff Hamilton put together the song Hats Dance. Rounded out by Christoph Ludi on the bass, it's the Jeff Hamilton Trio. And the album's called Red Sparkle. And let's listen to the trio now with a number that dances and has fun. Hats Dance. light and airy. Yes, indeed. Great music from Tamir Handelman and drummer Jeff Hamilton. The two of them, with Christoph Ludi on the bass, make up the Jeff Hamilton Trio. And that's a 2012 release for the trio, Red Sparkle, on their longtime label, Capri Records. Well, let's continue on with another wonderful rhythm section. The bassist Bob Bowman is internationally renowned. Drummer Todd Strait, the two of them together, recorded many albums with Karn Allison and others. Roger Wilder added on the piano, and Stanton Kessler now. They call it Playground. Ironically, Tamir Handelman had a release of the same name. And here's the song, entitled For All Seasons.